Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, June 5th, 2013 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. In diaries today, we do have a second part to a guest diary by Dylan Johnson. Dylan, a couple months ago, wrote about how to set up a log managing system, really just using open source software. And what he produced was quite nice and capable. Now, the one part that was sort of missing to it was the ability to alert. So if you aren't going to sit in front of a console and watch your logs all the time, and even if you do, it's nice to get alerts if certain parameters are exceeded. And the application that he's now introducing us to is Siren. Siren will integrate with the other components that he presented, and it has the ability to set alerts if certain parameters exceed certain thresholds. So, for example, you could set something up whenever you exceed certain bandwidth thresholds, but it goes beyond that. For example, you could set up alerts if a threshold is met on the number of bad logins in a certain time interval. So a pretty capable tool again, and I think what he presented here is a pretty interesting alternative if you're looking for open source log management and monitoring systems. But let's take a look at other news. If you are running the antivirus engine GData and had system issues today, that was probably due to a false positive in the antivirus engine. So if you ran into problems, take a look at the hints that the manufacturer posted as to how to uninstall the software and clean up the problems caused by the false positives. And VirusTotal added yet another feature to its repertoire. In this case, it's the analysis of ASF files. ASF stands for the Advanced Systems Format, and it's a Microsoft proprietary multimedia format for video and audio files. One of the problematic features of this file format is that as you open one of those files, it has the option to open your browser to load a license page. So, for example, if you do have a video with a particular license, you can open the browser to show that license to the user before the video is played. The problem, or the way how this was abused, is that miscreants came up with malicious video files that would then load a browser exploit without the user willingly opening the browser. This new feature of VirusTotal allows you to check if there are any URLs embedded in these ASF files, and then it will be verified whether or not they may be malicious. So a nice little add-on to VirusTotal. And the popular open source password recovery tool Hashcat has yet more features. It is now able to crack TrueCrypt passwords. In addition, all of the cracking happens in the GPU, in the graphics processor, which of course increases the speed of the process. It's able to crack three different types of hashes, of course, RIBMD160, SHA-512, and Whirlpool. The author did publish some benchmarks. Now, the benchmarks were obtained from a relatively high-end system. It used two HD 6990 graphic cards. These graphic cards are about $900 each when I just checked on current prices. But with these two graphic cards, you're able to crack 223,000 hashes per second using RIBMD160 and AES encryption. The slowest algorithm is Whirlpool, of course, with 49,000 hashes per second. However, the author also says that the speed is likely going to increase because right now the software is held back by a bug in this particular AMD graphics card. And to show that not just government secrets leak on BitTorrent, a researcher found source code for a bot on BitTorrent with some pretty nice properties. And that's, of course, always interesting to see. To have access to the actual source code saves you a lot of time reverse engineering this particular malware. This malware is a ransomware that will encrypt data and then essentially ask for money from the owner of the data in order to allow the owner to decrypt it again. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow.